Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
We're joined today by Margaret Reynolds, Vice President of Brokerage for Elite Pacific Properties. Elite, which will close $1.2 billion in sales this year, is the highest volume luxury brokerage and the third highest volume overall brokerage in the state of Hawaii. Margaret directly oversees 165 agents in 9 offices on the 4 major islands of Hawaii. In the 2 years since she joined Elite, she has doubled the number of brokerage agents and doubled sales. Let's welcome Margaret to the call as we join our host, Tim Harris.
So, Margaret, thank you very much for being my co-host and personal coaching client. I really appreciate your contribution to the real estate industry, and I am so unbelievably excited and happy for you guys for having you guys are going to exceed your goal for this year by $200 million and do $1.2 billion in real estate. So thank you for being my co-host, and welcome to today's podcast.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for the invitation to be on the show.
So, listeners, Margaret and I are going to be going through a lot of, content, material. I'm going to be asking her a lot of questions. Margaret answers things very precisely. She gets to the point really quick. So you have to be paying attention, because what you're about to hear is how a brokerage has gone from being, I think, top 50 in a marketplace, and now it's number one. And you're going to hear how she did it, and how her and the owner did it, and how they did it, and really what I think has to be a record-breaking amount of time. So, Margaret, let's just jump into it. Tell us about the Hawaii market. Tell us about what's happening in the marketplace, the typical, just all the normal stuff that so their listeners across the world can have an idea of what the market's like in your average price point.
So our average price point varies on the respective islands, anywhere from maybe – $500,000 on the Big Island to multi-millions on Oahu. We have transactions that range from $300,000 to $25 million at any given time across the different islands. So the market has been really good, but at the end of the day, it also all depends on the quality of the service provided by the agent.
Margaret, can you put the I know you're on your phone. Can you put it a little closer to your mouth so the listeners can hear a little bit better? From my earpiece, it sounds like you're a little bit distant, but that's okay. We'll do it with what we got to do with. Maybe we can fix. Okay, good. All right, so I heard you say a lot. So your average Elite Pacific is the number one luxury broker in all the islands. What does that mean exactly, to be the number one luxury broker? How do you guys define that?
So we're number 3 in the state as far as total volume goes, and we simply divided our total volume by the sales, and we are a good $200,000 above our competitors as far as total sales in the markets across the state. So that's how we determine the sales. So simply by the number of transactions, which, as I said, is a really great subset because we're number 3 in the state. And then we divide it by the number, by the number of transactions into the total volume, and that's how you come up with the average selling price, which is $200,000 more than the average in any other company for that matter.
So the sellers in your marketplace recognize the fact that Elite Pacific is selling the most expensive real estate for the most part on the islands and doing it the most consistently. So that's basically the niche you guys were focused on versus just basically doing the most volume. Was that a conscious decision, or did it just evolve that way as you attracted the best agents in the marketplace?
It was a conscious decision, but at the same time, we set up our model to support the very best properties in the state, and we have now extended that totally to every transaction. So every transaction that Elite Pacific Properties agent supports is given the same concierge level of service as the very most expensive properties statewide.
So let's talk about that. So like I said, listeners, she's very precise and gets to the point quick, which I love. So let's talk about your one of the values or the, you know, one of the things you guys have done incredibly well at Elite is basically offering the seller a suite of services that really are, I think, above and beyond what maybe the marketplace was used to. And that translates to an easier job for the listing agent, because when a listing agent or possible listing agent goes on a listing presentation, they can talk about what you guys offer, and then it kind of like blows away the competition. So describe to the listeners what specifically you guys are doing that's making the sellers, really the upper-end sellers, gravitate towards you guys.
At the end of the day, we out-market our competitors. So, for instance, we have a fantastic email campaign to buyers across the state. We also receive updates and client reporting. We promote on over 75 top national real estate websites, on 80 top international real estate websites. We promote our database to buyers looking for similar properties. We have 53 steps that we get in line for every listing that we put on the market. We dedicated website for our properties, Google keyword ad search, premium listing on Dubai.com, Realtor.com, LuxuryRealEstate.com, blog posts, social media. I just found out actually last night, many of you are probably familiar with Luxury Home Magazine. It's a big magazine nationwide. And this current issue, we will have 66 pages in Luxury Home Magazine, and that magazine is now the biggest blockbuster magazine for all of the Luxury Home Magazines nationwide because of the issue that's coming out right now and the 66 pages that Elite has.
What I'm hearing you say, so here's what's fascinating. A lot of times at normal brokerages, not like Elite Pacific, at normal brokerages, the agent is going to have to shoulder the expense of all of this marketing themselves. They're going to have to basically pay for all this. Even in companies where there's it's not 100% or a 95-5 split company. A normal, traditional brokerage split where there's maybe 75-25 or 60, whatever. Even in those environments, the agent has to shoulder most of the expense. In your guys' brokerage, and this is something that if I were an agent in your marketplace, there is no question that I would seriously consider joining your brokerage for no other reason than you guys have done most of the heavy lifting for the agent. You have made it so that the agent has this unbelievably powerful list of things they're going to do for these sellers that is really essentially best of breed. That's the name Elite Pacific, I suppose. So that's something that also makes you guys unique is all the tools that you give to your listing agents that really nobody else does. That has to be an incredibly powerful recruiting tool when you guys are talking with potential agents, no?
Exactly. And as our program has stated, we all the marketing ideas and support that I just mentioned, Elite absorbs all that cost. The agents don't pay for any of it. They don't do any of the heavy lifting, any of the legwork. We have a complete marketing group that is behind the scenes taking care of everything for the agents. Elite is a very agent-centric company. We believe our agents are in the real estate business and that the back office people, of which I'm one of them, we are in the agent business. So our job is to do the best we can for the agents so that they can go out and create opportunity and also enjoy their lives. We don't want them bogged down with all the admin stuff and the back office stuff. We have the same procedure and support in transaction management. We have 6 full-time transaction managers that do nothing but take care of the agents' escrows all day long. They do nothing else, and that is also at no expense to our agents. So everything is aimed at creating the very best situation for the agent to go out and do what they do best, and that is to create opportunity. And it's working because our average agent will sell $7.5 million worth of real estate this year.
So the average agent in your market, in your office will earn about a couple hundred grand. And in the country, I think the average agent, actually it's funny the numbers that they come out with. They say NARG had this report that said the average agent household earns $75,000, but it's not broken out. At least I don't think. I don't ever remember seeing a story where it's broken out saying how much of that $75,000 was coming from a source other than selling real estate. And what you guys just heard her say is the average agent in her brokerage is, you know, assuming the commissions are what market rate commissions are, earning close to $200,000 a year gross revenue. You know what? That's pretty powerful. I wonder if there's a brokerage in the entire – I bet you there in New York City or L.A., I bet you we have some clients whose brokerages have a similar, you know, their income per agent is as high, but that's very impressive. So let's talk a little bit about your, like, if you can just visualize who your top handful of agents are, the people that you know are just the absolute rock stars of your business, let alone the industry. What would be the three things that they do for personal lead generation?
Well, the number one would be, of course, to work through SOI. Too many agents are off chasing the very newest star, the newest lead that they happen to find coming their way. And, that's not what we found to be the most successful or the most fulfilling way for an agent to work their business. So I would say that would probably be the number one. Number two would be to utilize their time effectively, using the mornings, if at all possible, as their hours of power to connect with those people, lunch, spending time with them, hiking, whatever works for that particular client. And then in the afternoon, they can go out and do other things. The third thing is I would have to say, and that's what we find at Elite, is a positive attitude and a feeling of support and security and abundance, knowing that, you know, you have a whole team behind you to go out, so that you can go out and create opportunity, and there's somebody else that's looking after the back office for you. And as I mentioned at Elite, we have about 40 people who look after the back office. So there's a good ratio of about 4 to 1. There's 4 agents to 1 back office person, because we have about 160 agents and about 40 back office people.
You know, as you're describing how your system works, how the brokerage works, I was thinking to myself, if you were an independent agent or an agent who was maybe being seduced by the idea of building a team, and I had an option of joining Elite Pacific, that is the no-brainer way to scale your business, because you guys already have built-in marketing people, built-in transaction coordinators, built-in everything. And so I could spend all my time focusing on generating leads, on pre-qualifying, on presenting, on negotiating contracts, closing deals, working with sellers. I could actually spend all my time doing the most dollar-productive activities, and I wouldn't have to worry about the hiring, firing, and training of support staff, because you guys are doing that for me. It's curious as to why more brokerages aren't doing that, because it does seem to me, you know, it's funny, it's like you guys have formed, in essence, it's a variation of the traditional brokerage model versus like maybe even a big team model, because you guys are essentially, you know, you've scaled all the best of breed team ideas. And again, it doesn't surprise me you've been so successful so fast. You know what? That's fun to talk about. How many agents have joined Elite Pacific over what period of time? Because you guys have had just enormous growth.
We've basically doubled our group of agents since I started a couple years ago. Elite was always very strong since it really got going on Oahu, and then from there moved to the neighbor islands. And we've been very successful in bringing people on in the neighbor islands, and in many cases, really, really moving up the ranks. So, I mean, some place like the Big Island of Hawaii, for example, had 4 agents, and now we've got like 50. So a lot of it has been word of mouth, because we don't actively recruit. We get the names come to us, the people come to us either by referral from another agent, or they actually call us and ask us about joining Elite. And, you know, what's great, I would have to say, is that when I came to Elite, I found a place where my values were the same as the owners of the company. I report directly to Paul Mayer, the managing partner and one of the 2 owners of Elite, And his values are exactly the same as mine. You know, she's totally supportive in the relentless pursuit of excellence and remarkable success, and he's committed to helping each agent achieve their maximum possible success. And at every model, everything we do is created around that.
I was interviewing the CEO of Union Pacific, you know, San Francisco-based, and he said something very similar to what you're saying, and it's probably, I think, the secret sauce to running a successful brokerage is basically realizing you're not in the real estate business, you're actually in the agent business. That's a very profound statement that I think people need to sort of wrap their minds around, brokerages, office managers, because that really does change the conversation, the internal conversation you have with yourself with where your focus needs to be. When you decide that you're in the agent business, when you decide that your focus is on essentially improving the lives of your agents and thus they'll improve the lives of all their clients and everybody wins, it does create an interesting atmosphere in the business where everyone truly is, they're not at odds with each other. The conversations about commission splits don't happen. The conversations about, you know, people being seduced to leave your brokerage and go to another environment because they're in a place, they're in an environment where they really truly do feel supported. And that's not really something that you can fake. It's not, you can't just say we're in the agent business and then, you know, not really truly be in the agent business. But Margaret, from your perspective, and you know, Paul's an incredible CEO, from your perspective, you come in direct contact with your nearly 200 agents that you manage as often as they need to, and that's really been a critical function of basically making people realize they have direct support from the people running the company. What do you like? How do you integrate all those different agents and their needs into your day? How do you manage your time at the same time recruit, at the same time continue to work with Paul to expand the business?
We have an open door communication policy, and so anybody can call anybody in the company at any time. So Paul and I routinely receive calls from agents, and we also make a practice of reaching out to agents as often as we can. And we're talking just random calls to agents, you know, 10, 15 times a week to see how they're doing. We don't have a layer of BICs like many companies have. We also don't have a layer of BICs who are competing BICs like many companies have. So it's really just myself and Paul Mayer that are supporting the guidance and the day-to-day of our agents as far as direction goes. I do also have, we have set up within the company our own in-house contract review group. So those are attorneys and BICs that are basically sitting there all day long, and that's all they do is review contracts. They don't sell. So we do have people within the company that do help in that aspect. Paul and I get involved in, you know, other things that might come up and also just day-to-day sort of coaching, talking to people all day long about how to make their business better, everything that they could possibly need as far as Elite and their company business, but also, needless to say, we're like you, we coach and we spend time working on them on making sure that their life is well balanced too. Whenever they need us, we're there for them as well.
It's funny you should say balance. I had an interview today with the Virginia Association of Realtors, and they're writing an article, and they had me answer three questions, and one of them was about work-life balance. It's like this, you know, sort of mythical unicorn thing that people are chasing. And it's, you know, it's an interesting, it's a noble conversation to have. So when you have somebody that basically, and I've talked with a lot of your agents personally about this too, so I know this is, you know, in Hawaii, you don't move to Hawaii to work your butt off, generally speaking. You want to get outside occasionally, you know, and that there's a certain lifestyle in Hawaii that's not anyplace else on the earth, really. And to go there and just, you know, work constantly and not appreciate the, you know, beautiful environment in which you find yourself, it does create some big conflicts in people's minds, and they do feel this need to sort of like pull back from the business because they feel like they're sacrificing too much. So when you have people, because I know that's a challenge, when you have people that have those inner conflicts, how do you work through someone who's on the perpetual search for balance? What's your personal philosophy on that?
We spend a lot of time working with our clients on maximizing their personal life and even blending it into professional in some instances. A lot of our people are very much involved in community service, community outreach. They have here in Hawaii, you have large, what they call ohanas, that there's always something going on. And it's also a way that many people, as you, I'm sure you know, Hawaii is their second, third, fourth, maybe even fifth home. But when they come here, they want to have a life and have a Hawaii life going on here as well. And so many of our agents are very good friends with their clients. And, you know, it kind of goes back to, you know, we treat our clients as our friends and every property and transaction as our own. So, you know, it becomes a really nice mix. And those are people that are clients forever for them because they're getting such good service and good support. And a lot of our business actually comes that way from referral. Same thing with people on the mainland, other agents that we have relationships with. Referrals come our way all the time from agents, you know, on the mainland. That would be the 48 states and even Alaska for that matter, because there is an allegiance and alliance between Alaska and Hawaii. And then we have quite a few referrals going on back and forth from other areas of the world, particularly Canada, Asia. Those are really great sources of referral. So it all kind of gets wrapped around the heart of the organization and, you know, our core values of just really going back to the golden rule, you know, treat others the way you want to be treated yourself and, you know, taking care of business and doing a good job of it and keeping the quality and the essence of what needs to be.
So as we roll into a new year, what are you anticipating is going to happen with the ultra-high-end market that you guys are dominate? Are you seeing any reasons to believe there's going to be any sort of noticeable market shift in the next 12 months? What are your tea leaves telling you?
You know, markets go up and down, and I really don't know. Things look really great right now, but if you stay the course and you provide the excellence and you provide the quality – and you're doing things right whenever you're at all possible, taking the high road and providing remarkable service and success, it doesn't really matter what the market's doing because people are still going to be buying and selling. And that goes back to people with their own SOI and working that source as opposed to chasing after the next shiny lead that happens to come their way, and depending on things like that. So I'm not at all concerned about elite in the future. In fact, I believe that we're only going to be increasing our success. Just an example, you know, we have a top 100 statewide, top 100 agents, and in 2016, 9 of the top 100 agents are with elite. In 2017, not complete yet, but I have an expectation that that number will grow because we currently have 16 agents who close over $20 million. So I'm not at all concerned about elite and the future. I don't know about the rest of the real estate market, but I think we'll be fine.
Generally speaking, the best of breed companies do better in changing market conditions because you guys are positioned the best to take advantage of the opportunities. And right, people are less likely, sellers or and listeners, this is just a general statement. Margaret, of course, already knows this. But when the perception of the market is, if it were to change, let's say, which, by the way, what Margaret said, I agree with, there are no reasons to believe that the real estate market, and, you know, there's obviously exceptions, but to believe that 2018 is not going to be another historically fantastic year for real estate. Matter of fact, all the people that I listen to as far as real estate folks, real estate folks, they're doubling down on opportunities for next year. They're not pulling back. And this is the first time. So for the past 10 years, the second half of the year has always been filled with lots of pessimism, lots of folks, not just in real estate, but across the board, who are all saying the same thing. The sky's going to fall next year, and it hasn't for the past 10 years. And now this is the first time that all those people are saying that they are actually anticipating that 2018 is going to be better for a whole bunch of financial reasons. This isn't a political comment or anything silly like that. This is just straight up what I'm hearing. Obviously, Margaret's feeling the same thing. So just have that in the back of your mind as you roll into next year. If you had a great year this year in your real estate practice, you're probably going to have a better year next year. Just do more of what you were doing at a higher level. And, you know, a company like Elite, what happens is when you have a market that does become a little bit more choppy, you'll find that the sellers will gravitate towards the more established brand, or more specifically the more established agents in their marketplace. They're going to be less likely to experiment with something new or something that they don't perceive has proven its ability to weather the storms. And that's the reason, again, that companies like Elite actually do better in a changing market than companies that maybe are a little bit more, you know, out there as far as ahead of their skis, as far as some of their ideas. So across the country, you keep on hearing about these new experimental brokerages and ideas, and as Margaret was saying, these pretty shiny object type things. Those are the things that go away. Companies like Elite do better. So, you know, whatever you're planning for next year, listeners, make sure you take these things into consideration. Make sure you're aligning yourself with the best of the breed in case there is a market slowdown that nobody's anticipating. Hey, guess what? That happened. Happens before. Happens all the time. So, Margaret, listen, if someone wanted to get a hold of you to talk about becoming an Elite Pacific agent, how could they do that?
They can call me directly, 808-960-8945. I answer my phone, 808-960-8945. Or they can email me at margaret@elitepacific.com.
You know, it's funny. I laughed because normally people have at your level have 14 secretaries and assistants they have to go through. And Margaret's like, nope, here's my phone number. Here's my email, Jess. Let's connect. And so, listen, if you're in Hawaii and you're looking for a good place to land for your brokerage service for next year, I would seriously consider talking with Margaret. Hey, call her or email her directly. So, Margaret, as we round the bend on today's podcast, anything you'd like to say to all the agents out there listening? And remember, we have a global audience that might all be looking to send referrals to you. So anything you'd like to say?
I just want to close with what our purpose is at Elite. It's to improve lives by setting higher standards and delivering exceptional service. And that's how we roll. So if you have referrals, or let us know. Do you know how to get a hold of me? And otherwise, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. And thank you, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, of course, Margaret. It's my pleasure. And so, guys, your 2018 can be your best year ever. You need to make sure you have your business plan done. We have done all the heavy lifting for you. Just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com and register for your coaching call that all of you should be doing right now with one of our new member coaches. And when you do, we're going to give you 5 books for free. And the book I want you to download, the first is Real Estate Treasure Map. Real Estate Treasure Map is the done-for-you fill-in-the-blank business plan. Now, this is not like the typical real estate agent business plan, which is just a bunch of hogwash. This is actually something that you're not going to be able to sit down in one, you know, for an hour and do it. This is going to take you 2 or 3 hours of working on it to get it all right, because it takes you through all your personal finances, all your business finances. It gives you all the formulas to figure out all the stuff that, frankly, you probably don't even know you need to know. Get that Real Estate Treasure Map done now. This is a perfect time of year to be drilling down on that. It's easy. Just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com and fill out the information, and you'll get the book emailed to you along with 4 others. So, Margaret Reynolds, I really appreciate your time today. Congratulations on having a spectacular year at Elite Pacific, doing over $1 billion in volume. And listeners, if you need to get a hold of her, the number is 808-960-8945. Margaret, thank you for your time. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you, Tim. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.